This new year, many in Belgrade are choosing carefully what they put in their food baskets. And that's because prices have soared. Vegetables alone are up 20% on a year ago.
We have to predict prices to get to the end of the month, to go through the month without any debt.
We don't eat what we want, but what we have.
I managed to put it together somehow to pay for utilities, to pay for electricity, to make ends meet, but many probably fail.
According to the UN, global food prices rose by 30% in the past year, hitting the highest level in almost a decade. That's because harvests have been hit hard in major exporting countries, including Russia, the US and Canada, and that's partly due to bad weather. Disruptions to supplies due to COVID-19, factory closures and high energy costs are also to blame. In Serbia, prices rose by 7.5%, but food was more than double that. Oils and fats rose by 22.5%, vegetables more than 20%, fruit nearly 17% and meat by 14%.
It seems to me that this wave will continue. It will not stop at the end of this year. On the contrary, I think we will have a new wave of price increases, and there are several reasons for that. The first is that all excise products will increase in January. There will also be an energy crisis and this madness with the prices of gas, electricity, so on.
In November, the government capped food prices of sugar, oil, flour, pork and milk. But that will expire at the end of January.
Objectively, this freezing of the prices of these foods didn't have any effect on stabilising prices. It had a psychological impact on consumers and gave the impression that the government is protecting the standard of living.
Many here say price rises far exceed minimum wage increases, and that's putting pressure on many people to put food on the table. Laura Burden-Manley, Al Jazeera.